Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, March 8th, 2019. Happy International Women's Day to all of you, including my co-host today, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, happy International Women's Day. We're staging a female takeover of TDO today.
Yes, and it was a bloodless coup. For those worried yep. about everyone else at TDO, at TMO, no, everyone's fine. We're all fine. But what we wanted to do was talk a little bit about, in particular, this event, Charlotte, that you attended as part of International Women's Day. That was an Apple Store event. So tell us about that.
Yeah, Apple. So Apple, kind of in the run up to International Women's Day, announced that we're going to do a whole load of things there, promoting music and apps created by women, for example. And they also have hosted this week a range of Today at Apple sessions in various retail stores around the world, all led by women. Mm-hmm. I went to one where I live in London, in Covent Garden in central London, mm-hmm. Which was pretty cool. And it was hosted by a lady called Fennan O'Malley. And it was all about producing a showreel. I just thought that would be the most fun one to go to. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. Like, it was done really nicely. It was a normal Today at Apple session. There was men, women, all people of all different ages there. And we kind of went through her work and she talked about her inspirations. And then we, you know, there was the usual, because it was a lab, one of the lab style Today in Apple sessions, they handed out a bunch of iPads and people started editing videos and stuff, which is always quite fun. Mm-hmm. And it was good. I thought it was really well done. And what I really liked, and I've written this in the post I put up about it, is it was really nice to see there was quite a few younger women, significant, you know, 10, 15 years younger than me, getting stuck into editing and really keen to learn how to do it, which I thought was really cool, because it has always been perceived, at least, that the behind the camera stuff was always done by men. Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting is I think YouTubers have had quite a big effect on this. I think so, because you see a load of younger women getting really successful on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so lots of other girls go, oh, I want to do that too. And that's mm-hmm. really cool. And that's clearly what was happening here. And yeah, it was a really good event. And fair play to Apple for putting this kind of stuff on.
And I want to ask you sort of a side note on that. Can you tell us a little bit about the Covent Garden Apple Store? Because I've seen the outside of it and it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Actually, if you want to have a look at some pictures, I had a wander around it with my camera a while back and posted them on the Mac Observer, so you can have a look. But yeah, it's a really pretty store. They've rejigged it all, and they've got that kind of central atrium park area now with different trees and stuff. And that's where this Today at Apple event took place. Goes up, I think, 3, maybe 4 levels. You know, all the classic glass and wood that we expect from Apple. It's bright, it's light, it's mm-hmm. Very spacious. It's really nicely done. You know, there's a whole section of fitness apps. There's, you know, at the bottom, all the classic Apple products that you expect. There's the Genius Bar up top. It's what you would expect, but they gave it a bit of a rejig. It's a really pretty store if you're visiting London, although it's not actually the flagship in the city.
Well, then how does this one compare to the flagship?
So the flagship on Oxford Circus is bigger.
Okay.
That's on Regent Street by around Oxford Circus area. And it's huge and busy. And I think I kind of prefer the Common Garden one. I think it's a bit prettier.
Okay. Interesting. Now, like you said, this is part of a set of events that Apple held for International Women's Day.
That's right, yeah.
And part of what was interesting to me in that was, and we talked about the statement about it before, yeah. and that not being great, but the events I thought were pretty interesting as far as some of the partnerships that they made and some of the app promotion that's going on, like, through the rest of the month. as well.
Yeah, really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, so they have a team up with Girls Who Code, and they're going to use the Everyone Can Code curriculum. Everyone Can Code is a really great platform for people who want to get started. And they're using the Everyone Can Code in a Swift flavor, obviously, to get those things done. And they're doing Made by Women sessions on International Women's Day. So if you're someplace where you're hearing this and the day isn't over yet, there are opportunities, I know, in San Francisco and Chicago and New York and LA, I think. Sadly, I looked here and we didn't have any in Portland. So,
sorry.
That's okay. We certainly could. It's not like there's any shortage of developers here. But also, every Friday in March, the App Store's Today screen is going to focus on women developers. And Apple Music is going to have female-focused playlists. And they're doing some sort of takeover with Beats One Radio that's probably happening as we speak. And all of this, to me, is pretty interesting stuff when it comes to a very large company, which is what Apple is, obviously, throwing their support behind something like this, and not just today, and not just coming out and, you know, with a little bit of social media to celebrate today, but doing this stuff like the entrepreneur camp that that is already in process, that people are already being accepted to and working on, as well as, like I said, every Friday in March. They're going to do something on the App Store and putting the focus out on some of these other things and just giving opportunities. And that is the part of the statement that I thought was great, was giving the opportunities and just making those opportunities available to people. And that part to me was the part that I thought was really interesting. Like when I looked at the App Store this morning, the very top one is something from Girl Geek Academy, and this woman built an indie game studio, and they released an app, and she also does work with Girl Geek Academy in Australia, and I think it's pretty interesting. And like the App Store story is pretty neat because it talks about like how the program has evolved and how it's turned into something that is actually getting really popular and that she's really enjoying doing, which is pretty great. So this is where I put in the plug for other programs like that. There are lots of programs out there like Girl Geek Academy and Girls Who Code, which we mentioned earlier. I volunteer with an organization called App Camp for Girls, where we teach iOS development, and they have a fully functioning app. You can find the apps for each year in the iTunes App Store now for each of those, where the kids who come to camp every year, they come for a week, and at the end of the week they have a fully functioning iOS app, and we take all of the apps from all of the cities that were developed, and then we release all of them in a bundle for each year. So you can go get those and see what kind of stuff that gets built by our developers who are going into 8th and 9th grade over the summer before in the fall after the summer of camp. And that stuff's always pretty interesting to me because I like to see what other people are doing and how they're solving the same sort of thing, which is just giving the opportunity. And, you know, it's probably the same for most organizations where you get some kids who are a little bit interested and isn't that nice? And then, you know, they do camp for a week or they complete whatever program they're completing. And then they don't really do much with it after that. And then there's some kids who are super duper engaged. And so like we've had some girls, we have a girl that went on to an internship at a company where she works on security issues and has built cybersecurity camp.
Cool.
And basically said like, I was able to do a lot of that because I went to App Camp and saw what was possible and saw it as an option for me. And I pursued the thing that I really wanted to pursue.
Right. So. I think that's such a good point. And this goes back to kind of what I was talking about with the video stuff as well. It's really important for younger women to see other women doing stuff in tech.
Right. And
that I've always felt that's hugely important. So maybe some of the girls who I sat in the Apple store with on whatever it was, Tuesday, Wednesday night, mm-hmm. will be really encouraged to go and do, it was Wednesday evening, to be, you know, really get into editing, mm-hmm. learn about cameras, learn about film production and different effects and grading and all that kind of stuff that the host was talking about. And that's really important, and that would mm-hmm. be great, because I do think that some of those things have kind of been always cut off to women. Here, I'll tell a personal story. I was at, my major at university was music technology. Mm-hmm. And on my first day at university, the straight music and the music technology students all piled into a hall together.
Okay.
And then they asked everyone, you know, us to split off into our two groups. And I looked around and I realized in my class, I was the only girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and, you know, why should editing and producing audio be not a girl thing?
Uh-huh.
But that's the kind of thing that happens, and it happens with coding, it happens with all sorts of things. So
yeah.
Hopefully this International Women's Day, women will realise all that stuff is certainly for them.
Yeah, and...
because it very much is.
And part of that, I think, is exposure, which is exactly what these Apple Store events are doing, is just...
Exactly.
Is this a thing that you like? And is this a thing that you are maybe interested in? And that's part of what made me sit up and pay attention to these events, was I wanted to see what kind of opportunities they were presenting. And it's entirely possible that, you know, just like App Camp, somebody went to that event and went, wow, editing is super fun. I really like the detail of this. I really like digging down into milliseconds and being able to trim exactly the right thing to tell the story that I want to tell, or whatever it is.
And how cool I can make this 30-second clip that I designed and does what I want.
Right. And part of that, I think, is really, really interesting in that all of the opportunity for that is available to you if you have Apple hardware. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But right now, we're going to talk about our sponsor today. And our sponsor today is Keeps, which is the easiest and most affordable way for men to keep the hair they have. 2 out of 3 men will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. And these are FDA-approved products that used to cost a lot, but now thanks to Keeps, they're inexpensive and easy to get. For 5 minutes and as little as $10 a month, you never have to worry about hair loss again. Getting started with Keeps is easy. You sign up, you answer some questions, and you snap some photos of your hair. A licensed physician will review your information and then recommend the right treatment for you, which gets shipped right to you every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you have probably tried them before, but you've never gotten them for this price. Keeps is between $10 and $35 a month, and right now, you can get your first month free. By being a TDO listener, if you go to keeps.com/TDO, that's KEEPS.com/TDO, you will get a free month of treatment. And our thanks to Keeps for sponsoring today's episode. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about was, like I said just before the break, was tools and resources that are available to you, and particularly for women and girls who want to get started. I'm not sure a lot of people realize even that all of this stuff is available to you. So if you want to shoot a movie and you have any recent vintage piece of Apple hardware, whether it's an iPad or an iPhone or an iMac or a MacBook Pro or MacBook Air, like any of the laptops and any of the all-in-one machines, all have a built-in camera as well as all the mobile devices. So if you have or can get hold of any of those things, even an iPod Touch has a camera on it, and you can take that camera and shoot video if that's what you want to do. Or you can take the microphone on any of those devices and you can record audio. So if you want to record music or if you want to create video, you will have that opportunity because all of that stuff is available to you for free as recording hardware. And from there, you can take it and you can use the shipping. You can use stuff that ships with your computer or ships with your phone, because iMovie is free and it's movie editing software. And you can use that on whichever screen you have. It comes with the OS, whichever device it is that you've got. And you can also, you can use GarageBand if what you want is just audio. You can use GarageBand. You can get, if you want to up your game a little bit and you don't want to use the microphone that's built into your laptop or the one that's built into your phone, you can get a decent microphone or a slightly better camera if that's what you want to do. And those things don't have to be very expensive, and you can always find people who are upgrading to something a little more expensive and getting rid of the sort of first iteration that they have, and maybe they will make you a deal on something like that if you want to get started with a project of your own, whatever that might be. Charlotte, what tips do you have for anybody that wants to get started?
So I completely agree with you on this, because, and there's also things like Audacity as well, which are downloadable for free if you want to start creating audio, which is how I started mucking around with audio. There's loads of stuff out there. For me, the best thing is load this stuff up and just start playing. There are so many how-to resources online.
Yeah,
I found this both with shooting audio and video, and also building stuff like building WordPress sites and so on. There are so many resources out there that actually you don't need to feel stupid or like it's too much to get dive in. You know, there's definitely been stuff when I've been making stuff on WordPress or whatever where you think, oh, this is so stupid, why is it not just working? And
I do that all the time,
100%, when we're making websites and trying to fix things. But actually, there's always someone in a Reddit thread or a user group somewhere that has had the problem and answered it before, and and the satisfaction of making it work is huge.
And there's lots of, and there's resources out there, whatever format you prefer. This is the other thing that I think is interesting, particularly when it comes to audio and video. Like, if what you're trying to put together is audio, you can probably find a podcast where somebody talks about how to make podcasts using GarageBand or whatever it is. And you can find
stuff on YouTube.
Right. There's audio if all you want to do is listen to it while you're walking through. And if you want to see what the person is doing, YouTube has loads and loads of resources for that sort of thing. You can also find video courses at places like Khan Academy and Udemy and lots of places like that that are pretty inexpensive. There's a lot of stuff that's free. There's a lot of stuff that's $10 or $20. I've taken a few of those classes and found them pretty useful. At the Mac Observer deals page, you can sometimes find bundles of classes, bundles of stuff to help you learn a thing. Some of them come with video and a book and like an application of some sort, or a bunch of books and a bunch of videos, so that you can sit down and go from zero to reasonably functioning person in this particular discipline or whatever. And those things are usually also, again, pretty inexpensive. So if you want to get started with that podcast or making your band's, you know, recording your band's record, or you want to make a movie and tell a story, the easiest way to do that is just to get started. Because I guarantee you, yes, there are other tools out there that you can pay significant amounts of money for that will also do a little bit more, but you probably aren't even going to miss any of that until you start getting a feel for editing video. This is how you want to tell the story, and this is how the best way to cut from one thing to the next, and this is how I want that to work, and this is the stuff I need to take off because it doesn't serve the story and I want to, you know, move the story forward. Or making the audio sound the way the audio should sound, and being able to look at what the equalizer says and being able to make that stuff work. Because even if you had all of those tools, if what you're doing isn't interesting or isn't cool, like, nobody's going to care. And so so go get started and go figure out what it is you want to do. And the important part of that is, once you have built that thing, whatever it is, whether it's a website or it's a podcast or it's a song that you've recorded or it's a video that you've put together to tell some sort of story, we want to know about it. Because
we really do.
If you tell Charlotte and I, then we're going to feature that kind of stuff at at TMO, we're going to write about it. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to put the spotlight on you. So the way that you can tell us about the stuff that you're building is to send us a link either via Twitter at TMO Daily. You can send an email to observations@macobserver.com, or you can leave comments in the show notes for this particular show post, and we will talk about it and we will highlight those things, because it would be super great to have a whole bunch of content out there in the world that we don't know anything about that we want to be able to share with everybody else.
Yeah, content is one thing, and also in terms of coding and learning the basics of code, we discussed the kind of curriculums that help you with Swift, and we were talking off air before, there are loads of really good free Swift playgrounds where you can learn the Apple coding language. Another recommendation that I've done, because I wanted to learn the basics of coding, was actually going through, it's called Learn Python the Hard Way. And it's really, really good. It sounds intimidating, but actually it really does teach you. The point is it's meant to be going through stage by stage, and that's why it says learn path in the hard way, because it's all about repeating and learning.
Yes.
And it's a free resource, and it's hugely, hugely useful.
Yes. I've done Learn Python the Hard Way, and it's a lot. It feels sort of frustrating sometimes because you don't feel like you're learning, but what you're doing is repeating, which is like entrenching it in your brain so that it feels a little bit better. So, that was actually one that I took and enjoyed very much. So thank you for putting that link in there.
Because it's really good.
So I will make sure, and I will make sure that we have links to these things in the show notes. We'll totally make sure that happens.
Before we go.
Yes.
I'm going to head off into the weekend here, coming at you from the future. I think it would be to celebrate International Women's Day. It would be nice to celebrate some of the women that we in tech, that we are kind of inspired and encouraged by and think you should maybe check out a bit. So for me, coming in being a reporter and writing about tech, for me, one of the people that was always a huge inspiration was Kara Swisher, who obviously founded All Things D and now is running Recode, and I'm just a huge fangirl.
I'm not laughing at your pick. I'm laughing because that was a person on my list, was Kara Swisher, because
I got in there first.
Because she's awesome. Yeah.
She is awesome. If you're kind of in that space around coding, Gina Trapani's really cool.
Yes.
Those are a couple to start off with. You obviously have some of the bigger, you know, the women running big tech firms as well, who are, whatever one thinks of the firms, pretty inspirational to have got to those points.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, you know, the obvious ones, the Marissa Myers and the Sheryl Sandbergs and these people. And obviously there are now women at the top of, really at the top of Apple as well, with Deirdre O'Brien taking on a much bigger role and so on.
Yeah, and she was on my list as well, Deirdre O'Brien and Lisa Jackson, who I see sort of slightly higher profiles from as a general rule. Like, they're sort of out. Lisa in particular is out talking about lots of things. The woman who founded Girls Who Code, her name is Reshma Sajani, I think. And I apologize because I am convinced I probably said that wrong. But she's also one that I am inspired by. And I have to go back to sort of old school stuff, like, you know, the ones that you hear about all the time, Margaret Hamilton and Ada Lovelace and Grace Hopper. There is an excellent interview with Grace Hopper on David Letterman. She was on David Letterman when it was ages ago when he was still on the 12:30 show. And I will make sure that there's a link to that in the show notes, because it's a very fun interview to watch Dave talk to this woman. It's pretty great because she was an admiral in the Navy. And so it's an interesting discussion that the two of them have. So, nice. Yeah. So go check them out. I will have links to something interesting from each of the names that Charlotte gave us. And with that, I think we are going to bid you farewell and head into the weekend. Charlotte's already further along with that than I am, obviously.
Yes, certainly am. I'm
from
there.
The future.
Feet up, whiskey in a glass, I'm there.
All right. I aspire to that. It might be a couple of hours, but yeah, I aspire to get there very, very soon. And with that, we will talk to all of you tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me today, Charlotte.
thank you so much for having me. Happy International Women's Day.
And happy International Women's Day to you and to all of our listeners. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend and be excellent to each other.